We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back, Chiefs Kingdom. It's Monday, August 8th, and we've got plenty of highlights to show you from Chiefs camp over the weekend. Plus, hear what Andy Reid, Chris Jones, Creed Humphrey, and Josh Gordon had to say after practice on Monday. Here on KCSN Update, presented by DraftKings.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, the number one podcast network for today's Kansas City sports fans. With former players from your favorite teams, informed perspectives, and former insiders, this is the place for you. You can find us wherever you listen to podcasts, or on our YouTube channel, all over social media, or our morning newsletter, KCSN Daily. Dedicated to your Kansas City Chiefs. KC Sports Network is proudly presented by Emprise Bank, your partner in possible.
All the highlights you could want, but first, a quick word from our partner, DraftKings. Kansas, DraftKings Sportsbook is coming to the Sunflower State. It won't be long until you can bet on all your favorite sports from the comfort of your own home. To celebrate, all new customers will receive $100 in free bets when you sign up using code KCSN. Plus, one lucky customer will win a $100,000 free bet. That's right, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving you $100 in free bets just for signing up today. No deposit required. Soon, you'll be able to bet on money lines, spread, props, and more with one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, DraftKings Sportsbook. Plus, you'll be entered to win a $100,000 free bet when you sign up. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and sign up with code KCSN to get $100 in free bets to use once mobile sports betting hits Kansas. Plus, one customer will win a $100,000 free bet. That's code KCSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Gambling problem? Getting help is your best bet. Call 800-522-4700. Must be at least 21 years old and physically present in Kansas. Eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at DraftKings.com/sportsbook. Subject to regulatory licensing requirements. One per customer, $100 issued as four $25 free bets. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Void where prohibited. Ends first day DraftKings is allowed to operate in Kansas. See terms at DraftKings.com/Kansas. All right, first up, let's check out some of the highlights from the Chiefs camp over the weekend. Let's start with this look at the Chiefs' newest player, veteran pass rusher Carlos Dunlap. If you haven't had a chance to check out our interview with former Chiefs offensive lineman and host of One-on-One here on KC Sports Network, Jeff Allen. It's a guy who's faced Dunlap multiple times in his career and remembers what they used to say about what made him such a tough matchup. Make sure to check that out on our podcast channels or here on YouTube. While you're at it, hit that like and subscribe button to make sure you don't miss any more of what we've got going on here at KC Sports Network. Now, Jeff, along with Mike DeVito, you know, some guy named Derek Johnson, Matt Castle, and Kendall Gammon, they'll all be here weekly keeping you informed, entertained, and updated all season long at KC Sports Network. Make sure to go ahead and subscribe so you don't miss anything. All right, on Saturday, we saw another nice connection between Patrick Mahomes and Juju Smith-Schuster. Now, this has become a daily occurrence and something we've seen Juju kind of do is separate himself from some of the other receivers as a guy that we know is going to see a lot of passes, maybe be that number one target along with Travis Kelce, depending upon the week and the matchups. But this guy is going to get a lot of opportunities for this Chiefs offense, and we have seen him make a ton of plays so far at Chiefs camp. Another player that has stepped up in the highlight department over the past few practices is rookie first-round pick Trent McDuffie. Chiefs defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo had high praise for the rookie when asked about him during his media availability last week. And we've seen McDuffie make several fantastic pass breakups recently, just like this one right here on Mecole Hardman. And it's this next one, maybe the best one we've seen yet. Got a lot of play on social media over the weekend. It's McDuffie getting his head turned around and his arm extended at the exact right time on this pass intended on the sideline for Juju Smith-Schuster. And finally, another nice pass breakup and a nice coverage here on a pass across the middle. Now, the Chiefs may have found something really special here in McDuffie. I know it's early, very early, but for a young corner to come out here and not make big mistakes and make plays like this, and he's getting high praise from all of his coaches, it's something you absolutely love to see from the Chiefs' first pick in this draft. A lot on George Karlaftis has been talking about Trent McDuffie stepping up here recently. Now, we already know we have something special in Patrick Mahomes, who right here just casually hits the crossbar from 40 yards deep. No big deal. Another thing you love to see when you go up to Chiefs camp are those quarterback competitions. A lot of times it's during the team special teams period. Quarterbacks go to the other field and do some fun stuff. Make sure you're always keeping your eye on where 15 is at. Now, here's some of that street ball from Patrick Mahomes that some in the national media have recently wanted to criticize, but it's a nice touch pass to running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who got upfield for a nice gain for the Chiefs offense. More you just absolutely love to see. Now, moving along and checking out the OLDL one-on-ones, we've got a nice rep here between Orlando Brown Jr. and Frank Clark, who shows some active hands to swim over Brown on a move back to the inside. It's just two guys getting better. Now, on the second rep, Clark tries the fake spin move to the outside that, if you've got a good memory, helped the Chiefs clinch that playoff win against the Tennessee Titans. But Brown Jr. may have had that same memory, as the rep did not work right here. But again, it's two guys, two professionals, and two guys that are huge pieces to what the Chiefs are going to do in 2022, getting better up at St. Joe. So have a chance to go watch training camp practice over the next week before they break camp here in about 10 days. Go watch those two guys in OLDLs, some of the best stuff you can see. And one of the best centers in all of football, Creed Humphrey, doing work right here against Derek Nnadi. We probably still don't talk enough about how much credit Brett Veach and company deserve for fixing the Chiefs' offensive line, especially the interior. In just one offseason, you got Creed, Trey Smith, Joe Tooney, one of the best in the league after it's all said and done. And we saw that group struggle in the Super Bowl against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They went out, they fixed the problem in a very big way, and now it's a strength of this team. And a lot of it is led by Creed Humphrey right there in the middle. Now, this next hookup between Mahomes and Juju is what gets me excited. Zone coverage, perfect timing to hit Juju in that window, and he's ready for it. He knows the ball is coming to him, or he expects the ball when he crosses that window. These are the plays that we'll see more often than those big time highlights, although we've seen plenty of those too. But the timing right here is just absolutely perfect on a window for a nice gain across the middle. He plays zone against the Chiefs. The timing, the spacing, all of that's perfect. What you love to see. Also love to see this rep here from Colin Saunders doing some work on the interior in more of those OLDL one-on-one drills. And no highlight right here, just Chris Jones being Chris Jones. Hard not to love that guy. Another reason to go up to training camp, keep your eyes on 95. Not only will he probably talk to you if you're standing close where the defensive line trains and does their individual drills, it's probably the position group you can get closest to. Go down in that corner, say hi to 95. Now, this is a play that nobody loved but got a lot of attention. Juju Smith-Schuster caught the ball across the middle, and rookie Josh Williams inadvertently gets his hands on Juju's face mask. Now, reports are after this that Juju's fine, but Josh Williams is going to be told nothing's intentional, nothing malicious about this, but not what you want to see from any two guys, let alone one of your top receiving options going into 2022 for Mahomes and company. Perhaps the one rookie who has helped himself more than anyone through a couple of weeks of Chiefs camp is rookie running back Isaiah Pacheco, who takes this pass from Chad Henne and gets upfield. I expect to see a lot of Pacheco in the preseason. Probably not a lot of the creative stuff we may see that Andy Reid's got dialed up, but somebody that's going to get their hands on the ball, get used to not only this offense, but the NFL speed, all those things. Another player has really done well for himself, it seems, is receiver Mecole Hardman, who has made a few fantastic catches over the last few days, including this one right here during one-on-ones. Now, he's another fantastic catch from second-year tight end Noah Gray, who shows off some pretty impressive athleticism for a tight end to reach back and bring this one in across the middle. He'll have a big opportunity in these three preseason games, along with a lot of other guys. But Noah Gray is one to keep an eye on during the preseason to show his abilities and what he can do to try to make the Chiefs 53-man roster, as we know from just a simple numbers game that is going to be very competitive.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
All right, that's what we've got for highlights over the weekend. And Monday's practice was a lighter one in shorts. It was called a 10-10-10 practice, which basically means 10 reps for the first team, second team, and third team on both sides of the ball with very little to no contact. So nothing that constitutes highlights. But head over to our Twitter account at KC Sports Network to check out videos from today at practice. We were up there and we have got you covered with everything from Chiefs camp. Now, let's check out what Andy Reid had to say after practice when he was able to speak with the media on Monday.
Injuries here. We've got Fountain has a groin strain. Fenton, same thing with the shoulder. He's making progress. Jody's making progress. Jennings, Nyang, and Stallworth has a knee contusion and working through that. Other than that, everybody else practiced. Lighter practice today. Lighter weather for us, so it was cool today. And the guys got good work in. I appreciate the effort and attention to detail that they're doing. We can always get better in that area, which we're working on, but they're focusing in and working, and that's so important. Yeah, I would tell you probably yes. I mean, every camp is competitive, but I tell you that because of some of the openings that we've had with people leaving, there's competition. And it's good. And then Brett's brought in great people. So he's brought in good players that are going to compete. And somewhere we're going to have to let some good players, good players go, I'm sure. So, but it's a tribute to Brett and the job he's done. We've done that before. So I don't want to tell you we haven't. We've moved people in and out just to see what we've got. One of the tricks is to come out of this thing, especially with the three games, come out of this thing knowing who you've got. And so we've tried to mix them in, and some of that chemistry stuff is important. See how they do with the ones, some of the twos, mix them in with the ones and see how they handle it. Depth in this league is a beautiful thing. I mean, you want to make sure you've got it and you don't want to miss on that. And sometimes those guys get neglected a little bit, but. Yeah, he's been a great mentor to me. I mean, for a long lot of years, and you know how Coach Vermeil is. I mean, he's in with you and knows you, he's in. So I've had some great times. When we've kind of followed a couple of the same steps here at Philadelphia, which is a unique place, and Kansas City, unique place. So we've had that experience. And when you're a head coach, there's not a lot of guys you can talk to that have. That have been in the same places you've been, and he's been tremendous that way, just coaching me up on things. Yeah, I invited him out to practice, and when he was done with his coaching, I'd called him. Actually, I'd called him and talked to him before I took the Philly job, he just said, "Listen, it's a great organization, great people. It's tough." But it's a great place to be. And if you can coach there, you can, you make it through, you're doing okay. So, but he lived there. That was kind of his home base. Even though he's still working here and he's finishing up with the Rams. So, and then he did the same thing when I came here, the exact same thing. He talked to me about the atmosphere here and said what bad guys you are. No, he didn't. But he coached me up on it, and that's priceless, right? I mean, that's priceless. So And he checks in all the time. I mean, if it's not once a week, it's pretty close to once a week, and just make sure everything's going all right. And he loves the game and, you know, that whole deal. So I appreciate all that. I mean, Chris has grown up right before us. I think we've seen that. He's going wild out here every day in maximum effort. He's in great shape. He's over the last few years here, he's really dedicated himself to being in tip-top shape and pushing himself. He's a fun-loving guy, but he's learned to kind of funnel that in to when he's on the field, it's all business. And that's how he's gone about it. So he, you know, Joe's been good with him and working hard. So he's on pace for a good year. Yeah, so I think Creed's challenge is this year, you know, that he was a newcomer last year. Now all these coaches have had a chance to study him for an off season, and, you know, they'll try to throw him some different pitches in there. So how he handles that will be important. He played well last year and was one of the best, but, these coaches get creative and they're going to challenge you. So the work that he's put in and he's putting in now is so important. Yeah. I'm a big Michael Vick fan. I've watched him go through his trials and tribulations and come out on the better end. He's a great father, husband, and he loves the game most of all. And he's doing what you guys do. So to get a little football fix, he was excited about that. And what a great player too. I mean, he was a phenomenal player and big heart. He's got a great heart to him. Yeah, so it's important that we practice those. And it's good to, you call them in practice when you're going against a defense. We might not always get to the deep one, it might be covered. So these practices here, these 10 to 10s where you have opportunities to take shots down the field, you take them and you get yourself on the same page with the receivers. We'll continue to do that as we go.
All right. Also talking with the media was the guy that we were showing pumping up the crowd over the weekend, and that is defensive lineman Chris Jones. If you like Chris Jones, hit that like and subscribe button. Let us know that you enjoy the content, so we'll make more of it. Leave a comment as well, but you hit that like and subscribe. It lets us know that we're doing something right. So please go ahead and do that. But here's what Chris Jones had to say on Monday.
A little bit of both. You know, you want to enjoy the time, enjoy the chemistry you're able to build, especially with your teammates, and being able to separate from everything else that's going on and being isolated here. You kind of enjoy that, but you also miss home. So it's a little bit in between. For me, more so, it's about, you know, I have a mission here, especially when stepping on this practice field. You know, our mission is to get better, 1% better every day. And that's a balance. I mean, you can come out here and have fun, but make sure you're doing it at your highest capability on this field, making sure you're leading guys as an example. So I take that personal, especially when I'm stepping on the field. Just being greedy, man, being greedy. I think we left a lot of opportunities last year, our last game of the season on the field. And we was able to make a few changes in the defensive line room, bring my brother back and a lot of familiar faces back. And I think this year it's about being greedy, stopping the run, stopping the pass, and doing whatever we can to help this defense out. As a D-line, more so it's all about being consistent, you know, day in and day out, you know, especially playing against our offense like we have. You know, it's hard to stay at a high level consistently because they throw so many things at you. So for me, more so it's about being consistent on the front four, making sure that we taking no days off. No, I got a postseason ring. I got a championship ring, you know what I mean? So when you talk about a postseason sack, I'm not really striving for postseason sacks. The game plan change. You know, the ordeal of the D-line changed. So when you talk about that, I have a ring. I have more rings than sacks, but this year I get a sack, if it makes y'all happy. If you look at his grade, should have been an all-pro last year. You know, they snubbed him from that, snubbed him from his first Pro Bowl. But, hey, keep on chopping. Keep on chopping, and the success, it will come over time. Those guys are their front five guys. They're relentless now. They're relentless. They're good. Doing a really good job of protecting Pat. And that's what we need. We're able to compete every day, challenge each other. And it's good when you have that type of talent on the offensive line because it makes guys around them better, especially the D-line. We're able to compete at a high level day in, day out. Well, I haven't went against him. I try to stay as far away from the nose spot as possible. But no, I'm just kidding. I've seen him. I've seen a lot of great competitive battles, especially one-on-one. You know, that's when a mano against a mano. Am I better than you? So it's been a lot of competitive battles. I think it's all the same. Just defensive tackle happened more faster than the defensive end. You know, you have a few steps to take as a defensive end. As a tackle, you take one step, the guy is on you. So I think the game speed is a little more faster in defensive tackle, but I don't think the moves actually change. I'm always ecstatic to have my brother back, man. I think Frank played a pivotal part of the success of this team, especially coming in first year winning a championship. Next year, we go into another championship in AFC last year. So I think he's been a huge part of the success of this team also. So when you have a guy like that back and know what he's capable of doing, I think he's almost about to have the record in the postseason at sacks. You know what I mean? And his success speaks for itself. I don't have to tell you his accolades, but I think it's ecstatic to have him back on the defensive line. Oh, Turk and Mike Dana, they're coming along. Coach Collins has been challenging those guys every day, and they've been dealing with adversity as well. They've been responding well, and it's actually exciting to see those guys grow and become who they are. You know, it's a day-to-day process, but that's what it's all about. Continue to grow, continue to get 1% better, and you know, I'm excited for him. It's a long season, and we'll see where it comes. He's still in the acclimation period, so I haven't been able to get the full stint of Carlos, but having his leadership and his knowledge of the game, for him to be able to break things down and offer more ideas, I think is special for us as a D-line, and it can help us out in the pass rush. Yeah, we was able to bring in Justin Reed, and you know, we keep moving forward. I trust in Veach and Coach Reed to make those decisions, and whoever they bring, I think is best for the team. And, you know, Justin Reed, he's been a pivotal guy, forces one to step up, and, you know, one has answered that bell, he has answered that call, and I think it's been good for this defense as a whole to, you know, to have those guys back there, and, you know, that's the way the NFL works. You know, one year they're here, next year they're gone. You know, unfortunately, it's a business, but, you know, I'm thankful to have those guys that we have back there.
Following Chris is Creed Humphrey, one of the best, if not the best center in all of football. He took questions from the media up in St. Joe after practice.
Yeah, you know, it's nice having guys like, you know, Joe, Orlando, Andrew on the line, you know, that have been in that position, you know, that have done that second year. So it's been nice to talk to them about it and everything. For me, it's really just, I'm continuing to focus on my game and, you know, try to get my weaknesses better and my strengths better. So really that's what I'm focused on right now in camp, is improving how I play the game. Yeah, definitely. You know, it's been very competitive these past couple of weeks. You know, we've had some hot days, you know, really humid hot days. It's been, you know, everybody's been pretty moist out there. Just getting after it though and competing every play. So it's been really good. You know, you kind of see the mental toughness of what we have in the group and, you know, what the defensive line has in the group. So it's been really fun to see, and you know, we have some very talented guys who are also, you know, in love with the game. You know, they want to continue to be great and become better. So it's always a good thing when you have that in a room. Yeah, you know, I think it goes from person to person. You know, everybody has played you. You know, they kind of know what to expect, so they're going to adjust their game accordingly. The same way I'm going to adjust my game whenever I play them. So, you know, definitely there's points in the game where you can tell that they made an adjustment to how they're going to rush you or how they're going to play on, you know, different blocks. But it's also something that you can kind of see coming if you're watching film, you know, what they like to do against, you know, certain types of things. So it's really, you know, they're going to make adjustments, but, you know, so do we. Yeah, you know, Chris is one of those guys that if he wants to get after you in one-on-ones, he's going to. You know, he's got so many great moves, and he's so good at every single move he does, you know, so talented, so athletic, very agile for how big he is, very strong too. So he's one of those guys that, you know, he's just, you know, a different beast. So he's definitely a fun guy to go against in practice though. You know, you're going to get better every time you go against him. So it's been awesome to go against him this camp. Oh man. You know, he's really good with his hands, being able to forklift your hands off of him. He's got that really good. You know, his power moves are all good. You know, he's really good at swatting hands too. So, I mean, he's just very well-rounded. You know, he doesn't have a certain move that he's good at. He's good at so many different things. Yeah, well, you know, it's definitely competition first, but it's also a good time where you can, you know, settle down, work on different techniques that you want to use to get better at, things like that. So the way I approach it is, obviously, you want to win the rep, but you want to be able to work on different moves, you know, going against different guys who have different moves, you know, who may rush different than the other guy you went against. Really, for me, it's about settling down, making sure you're working on those moves the right way, and then just competing after that. Definitely, you know, balance, mental toughness aspect of wrestling was a huge key for me. You know, you're mentally drained throughout a whole wrestling season. You're cutting weight every day. You know, you're cutting 30 pounds every week just to make weight, different things like that. So definitely mental toughness. That's a big thing. Balance, core strength, core power, the way you use your hands, and then, you know, understanding leverage. Those are some of the biggest things.
And finally, veteran receiver Josh Gordon took the podium to talk about his opportunity here at Chiefs camp and plenty more.
Very comfortable, very comfortable. The playbook, similar now. I think we changed it a little bit, you know, but more or less the same. So it's been easy for me to adapt to it, kind of carry over from last year.
Yeah, I believe so. I think there's definitely rapport to be built on. I know we didn't have that last year really at all. I think this offseason has been our first opportunity to do that. Coach Reed and the offensive coordinators and everything here, they've given me that opportunity to try to, you know, to get to that point with him. So, you know, we got some time left here before the preseason, so maybe we'll see what happens, and hopefully I do enough to make the team.
Oh, man. Some great group of guys, a lot of talent, very deep, extremely fast. It's highly competitive. I think it's a perfect nature to groom young men for excellence, especially on the football field and off as well, you know, just as far as being disciplined, knowing how we got to edge out the competition, not only each other, you know, for the sake of our livelihood, but the other team, most importantly, you know. So, man, at this point, I'm just happy to have any preseason game. If I'm playing any game, honestly, anytime I'm out there, I'm just happy to be out there. If I'm playing, if I'm not playing, just to be in the environment, atmosphere, it's a good time. When it's time to do what we get asked to do, you know, that's what I came here to do. When the lights are on, you know, I want to do a practice first for sure, but you can't always get it right in practice. You don't always have the time, the reps, opportunity. You got to take the mental reps and what space and opportunity I have, and then just go show and prove it. So come the preseason games, that's what I hope to do.
I think there's definitely room for improvement always, as long as I've been doing it now. Still, that's a frustrating part of the game, the bittersweetness of it, but that's what kind of keeps us coming back, kind of like, you know, your golf swing or something like that, if you like golf, you know what I mean? So I love the game. I'm addicted to it. I'm obsessed with it. So I'm watching it. I'm watching to see, you know, how can I get out of break quicker, maybe transition a little bit better, you know, after the catch, catching the ball in general, you know, things like that. So, man, that's my guy. Love Corey to death. Glad to see him back out here doing his thing, you know, staying at it, staying hungry, diligent, hardworking. Definitely more mature, you know, from when I know him, a long, young cat. So it's good to see him at this point developing his career and still hungry, still at it. And, you know, the world is up for grabs for him. So we talk football every day. He's always calling me about something, trying to figure out what I think about some route he ran a week ago or something, you know. So we'll end up on, yeah. We do that a lot. I mean, he knows. There's no love lost there. You know, if he edges me out, I'd love it too. I'd love it. That means he got, you know, I gave him my all. He gave his all, and that's all I could want for him, you know. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's bigger than the game of football, you know. So I just want him the best for him, and I just want to see myself do the best I could do. Because I don't think you have to overcomplicate it. You know, I think a lot of times we do tend to overthink things. I know I do. I can speak for myself, so. I probably used to, probably more than I think I should. And at the end of the day, just controlling what you can and what we have in front of us. And that's the mindset, I think, to try to stay right there and live for the day. You know, keep it simple. Oh, man. It's going to be a long road. There's a lot of ups, there's a lot of downs. You know, when you're down, just keep going. You know, find a way. Just keep going.
That's it for today's KCSN update. Appreciate all of you for watching and listening. Please don't forget to like and subscribe and leave a comment or review if you're listening to the podcast audio. We appreciate your support as we try something new and different here at KC Sports Network. And we know it's just one place of many great places out there where you can get Chiefs news and updates. We appreciate your support. And until next time, everyone, please be kind to one another.